Hey,
you know, go ahead.
You're Alfred Mistis.
I don't think I don't know about it. It's a feel, huh?
Yeah, would have been a good one too. I mean, half a mile across.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah, that'll do the trick. But it's coming back. Don't worry.
Not for a while.
You know, waterboarding on Guantanamo Bay sounds awesome.
Doesn't it?
Unless you know what both of those things are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so true. There's a lot in that.
Welcome to all you fascists. Your go-to podcast.
For all things fascist.
For all things, no, see, that's what I'm, look, we really need to workshop this. We've really got to change the title of this thing.
No, I mean, fascism needs to be identified, especially now in the post-fascist administration.
But why don't you call it the Antifa, we should call it the Antifa podcast. You want to get some fucking promo on this shit.
No kidding, huh?
Because that's what it is. If you say all you fascists, it's confusing to people.
Well.
You know what I mean?
Art generally is.
Change it to the Antifa podcast. What are we missing the fucking boat here? How hard is it to go back and change all the titles?
It's hard.
How difficult is it to change the branding moving forward?
Well, I mean, we tried that once and we lost everybody.
So you're saying there's all new people here now? Look, can you change it on, you can change the title on Spotify though. You see what I'm saying? Like we can change the title and just call it the Antifa podcast because that's what it is. That's what we got going here, right?
We are anti-fascists. That's absolutely true.
I think that's a giant buzzword. I mean, I'm telling you, you'll have 20 million people listening to this show. Are you out of your mind? James,
so,
we've got to do this. Tell me why this is a bad idea.
I'll tell you why it's a bad idea. It's because, all right, they're both loaded terms, but people think they know on both sides what Antifa, you know, is.
I don't give a fuck about people who don't like Antifa. I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm talking about people who do also like, I mean, on both sides of it. There's no sense of mystery. And in many cases, they would be wrong, particularly on the other side of it. They're definitely wrong.
What about pro Antifa podcast?
Well, there's an exciting name.
I'm telling you, man, look, this all you fascists sounds like, I know what it is, and it still sounds to me like the show's for fascists. That's what it sounds like. Like we're speaking all you fascists. We're speaking to fascists. I don't want to be even talking to fascists.
Well, I think it's, okay, so nobody who is a fascist.
We can't use the Woody Guthrie song. We can't use the song. It's over. That fucked it up.
Yeah. We stopped using that a long time ago.
We can't use it.
Here's the reason why nobody thinks that we're fascists, though. Nobody
right.
who is a fascist calls themselves that. They might call themselves Nazis or whatever, but they don't call themselves fascists. That's a pejorative term.
Look,
and when we're pointing the finger.
There's no fucking finger logo pointing. Nobody knows. They just read all you fascists, and they're like, what the fuck? I'm not listening to all you I'm not listening to fucking something for fascists. I'm not a fascist.
I don't know if that's the actual reaction. Reaction I get when I tell people who don't know, who aren't familiar with the show, and I tell them the name of it, they chuckle.
Yeah, except you're not around to do that, to deliver those nonverbal cues to people when they read, they come upon it in the webosphere. Do you see what I'm saying? You're not there. You're not there to, I'm sure when you say it to them, they react. You know what I mean? Come on. Give me this one thing. I mean, I understand it's a pain in the ass, but nobody's listening anyway. It's perfect time to do it.
Well, you got a point there.
Then we can announce it. Hey, look, it's going to be on the same, within the same schedule of the archive. It's going to be, you know what I mean? Smart people will pick it up. You know what I mean?
Well, right, right. They'll do that regardless.
I think you're good friends with the four regular listeners of the show, so you can tell them. You know what I mean? James, we got to do this. It's not that it's not clever. It is funny, and we'll find a way to work it in, save it for another project. Is this getting any traction? Because I really feel like it's holding the thing back. The name of the thing at this point is holding, because it's not the quality. We're both excellent broadcasters, not that.
Right.
Okay, it's not the content.
Action. I'm not saying, that you're actually wrong, but I find difficult to think that the name is actually, holding us back at all. I think if anything, it's getting us a bit of traction.
I don't have 40 fucking years for people to weather through the name and listen and then get caught on. I'm on a time clock here. You know what I mean? I'm not devoting the rest of my life to this project. You understand what I'm saying? This is a stepping board. I want to build this into something so I can use it to launch myself into something meaningful. Does that make sense? And abandon you. No, come on. Help me out here. I mean, what's another cool name? I mean, something that's politically, come on. It's on the moment. We need something on the moment. What's on the moment right now?
Well, we tried In the Moment, and that turned out there was somebody else using it, and we lost all of our...
What about the Progressive Podcast?
Would you go and listen to that?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably not, but I wouldn't... But I'm pretty fucking positive about what it is. I'm not wondering if it's for Nazis, so... You know what I mean? Something like that. Something that write into all you freshers at gmail.com. You motherfuckers, write in and give us an idea. Fuck.
Okay, well, all right, well, so how about we just add a word? All you fucking fascists. How about that?
Okay, I really like that. Oh, shit. I love that. See, now I love that. Motherfuckers, please don't write in. James, can we just do this from this point forward, all you fucking fascists? Come on. Come on, you're punk rock. You're the genesis of punk rock.
Well, okay, so there is a problem then with putting what in some circles is an obscenity into the title.
Okay, what about all you effing fascists?
Effing, I would put my foot down on that one. That's... Effing is a namby-pamby word.
Okay. So is there an all you... No, see, it gets so negative. All you fucking... Well, that's exactly... Well, fuck them. Anyway.
All you fucking fascists.
Who fucking cares?
It's got some nice alliteration in there. It's great.
All you fucking fascists. It's what you should be saying. James, that's it. I don't give a... Nobody's listening anyway. If we get twice as many listeners because it has the F word, then I'm in.
Let's sleep on it, okay? Maybe.
We're not sleeping on shit. This is the meeting. This is the show. We need to. We got to change this. Come up with something better than all.
Well, see, that's the other side. I'm really unconvinced that we got to, have to change it. So a rose is a rose. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. In other words,
Let me break the legs on this thing and walk it by you a little slower. Now,
okay.
Okay. Let me bust this thing's knees, ankles, and hip joints and let it move by you slower. Okay?
I'm not sure I'm going with the metaphors you're using here, but
I'm not going to say that. That's the old army term. Let me cripple that and slow it. Okay, all right. So, okay, what it was, okay, all you wonderful people. Okay, let's just imagine that was the name of the show. All you wonderful people. Okay? So if I come upon this in a list, all you wonderful people, what do I think? Who do I think the owners of the show are addressing with that phrase, all you wonderful people? Tell me. Inquisitively,
I think they're being snarky, which is kind of cool, actually.
all you wonderful people. Actually,
he's not being ironic.
What about that as a title? That's a pretty good title.
All you wonderful people?
All you wonderful people. Because we do mean wonderful people for the listeners who are on the vibe, right? Right? But it's also a snarky way of saying you motherfuckers to the other people.
Right? Yeah,
all
true.
All you wonderful people. James. And also, the name encompasses an idea of a vast audience, considering them as a group. All. Every one of you, regardless race, creed, color, whatever you're into, weird shit maybe, who knows? You know what I mean? There's weird shit. So you might be into it. I don't care. We don't care, right? It's all of them. All you wonderful, you know what I mean? And then it's snarky towards the people that we hate.
Right?
James, I just came up with a new title for the show. Tell me, sharpshoot that one. Tell me what's wrong with that one. All you wonderful people.
I kind of like it.
You like it. You, of course you
what
like
I don't
it.
Like, cool. What I don't like is a disruptive change that isn't necessary. And you're saying it is necessary, and I'm not going to disagree with you.
It's making me feel weird. Imagine there's no other reason other than I feel weird about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get that, and it does mean something to me. So
I'm not gonna force feed this on you if you're not in. I'll keep it all you fascists for the rest of the time. I don't care. You understand what I'm saying? If you're locked and loaded into that, you've got some weird savant thing about that, I'm in on it. We can keep it the way it is. But all you wonderful people is pretty good.
All you wonderful people.
Look, we're going to come back to that because I want
to.
We got to.
Okay, let's revisit it. It's
no,
got to sink.
Yeah, it's revisiting in this show. We're coming back to it in this show.
Oh dear.
So feel free to get your fucking sub levels working on that. But
I'm going
to
tell you right now. Yeah. I need to sleep on anything that. Alternate name that we would come up with. I would need to sleep on it.
Hey, you want to take a nap right now? I'll soliloquy to the audience. I don't give a fuck. I got poetry I can read.
Sleep on it means 24 hours.
Fuck. All right, you're going to sleep on it. We're going to revisit it during the show briefly, but you will sleep on it. I wanted to mention all you wonderful people. I wanted to talk to you about some wonderful people that came up. I'd like to discuss that.
Did you say sub-wonderful?
That's probably a better word after you hear the story, but
okay, please.
Some wonderful people. I'm talking, of course, about the wonderful, spirit of youth. It smells like teen spirit, spring breakers in Florida.
Oh, right. I saw the headline.
What is wrong with Ron DeSantis? That's a side question, but continue.
Okay, so bring us up to date.
Well, it's up to date is it's spring break. And look, spring break! Except there's a pandemic going on. So,
right.
You know, in this kind of situation, we want to, of course, we love spring break. Everybody loves to get shit blackout fucking drunk and break parking meters. Everybody loves that.
Right.
Okay? Except that there's a pandemic. So now is the time to maybe stay home. You know what I mean? Drink at your college or dorm. Hometown shit, and not go to Florida like it's a regular year.
Right.
Except they are.
Yeah. So so my understanding is the police were trying to control it with arrests and pepper spray.
Yeah,
they
can only do that after 10 p.m. You can't just go at 3 p.m. What they should be doing is going at 3 p.m.
So that's the deal.
They're letting the orgy go till 10 p.m., and then they're coming out and tear gassing and arresting a few people.
Yeah.
So, look, the beginning of May, right? May's the month where we beat the virus, you know?
Yeah, if enough people cooperate.
May's the month. So, this is not helping that. Okay, these people are seeding each other in more ways than one, and then they're going home, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not a good
super
thing.
Spreading event.
Beyond, have you seen the pictures? You've seen the footage.
No, I saw a headline, and that's it. So,
yeah, it looks like
it sounded bad.
It looks like a BLM rally, except nobody's destroying property or fighting for a good cause. They're just partying.
Oh my God, I'm looking at one right now. Lots of chin masks. It looks like chin diapers.
The chin is being protected in South Florida right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
if anything's being protected at all.
Okay. So forget all of this falling at the feet of the GOP. Okay, as read, and they don't give a fuck. But what about DeSantis?
Oh, right. He's saying, South Florida's booming. Los Angeles isn't booming. New York City isn't booming. South Florida is booming. Jesus.
We're making a ton of fucking money right now. Look at this. We got them packed rack to rack. Packed in the streets. Can't even move.
Florida, wide open.
There isn't 6 feet if you count 9 people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so what the fuck is wrong with Ron DeSantis? What's the deal here? What's the deal here? Are they trying to murder everybody? Or
yeah, right.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, right. What's the source of this stupidity of dangerous behavior? What is the source of? Is it just this really short-sighted thing to open up business? We want businesses to open up. It doesn't seem like good business to kill people, you know?
He doesn't give a, none of them are from Florida. He doesn't give a fuck. They're all coming from,
They're gonna spend their money in Florida and then they're gonna go back and die there.
Yeah, and it ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy because he hosts the super spreader, right?
Yeah.
And everybody goes home, and then everybody else's numbers massage up a little bit, so Florida's fuck-up doesn't look as bad at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right? Am I missing this, or is he a piece of human garbage?
Oh, DeSantis, long that's, we're not giving anybody any new information there.
So I want people, because we do have a very strong international audience, of course, one of the claims to fame of the show, actually.
Right.
I do want to explain that you know, states can kind of do what they want. It's one country, right? James, help me here. I mean, what?
Federalism you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's the United States, but Florida is its own fiefdom, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting evolution. The colonies consider themselves separate countries, states, as European states, and it's so much less now than it was, you know, in 1776, or 1787. It's more one country than it was then. Because of the immediate problems that came about from all of these colonies and newly minted states thinking of themselves as separate countries. A lot of problems happened. And the fact that they needed to work together to have a unified face towards England, towards France, towards Spain, towards Russia. We just needed to work together. So they came up with this idea of federalism. And it's been kind of a mixed bag ever since. And
it sounds like an interesting idea, like a central leadership that kind of, you know, keeps everything in order, perhaps, sets some doctrines and statutes for the operation.
Well, it's
interesting.
It doesn't
sound like a bad idea.
It was for regulating interstate commerce and for dealing with foreign nations. That's basically what federalism was about.
And it's decent. No, you're not.
Yeah. Except that it was perfect, and the idea that the federal government is really a lot stronger and in our in the faces of the states in a lot bigger way than they, you know, were. When the Constitution was adopted.
They're murdering a lot of people right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, right.
There's no other way to put it. These people, not the people drinking, getting blackout drunk, not those people. The people that they're bringing the virus home to, those people.
Yeah.
In fact, you're going to have people that didn't go to South Beach that were like, well, you know what, I'm not going to South Beach. It's a pandemic. I think I'm going to hang out at the dorm this spring break and just kind of catch up on my papers.
Well, I'm worried about the grandparents of the people who went to, you know, South Florida.
I mean, it's people that are going to get killed off of this that had nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah. Old people who didn't have fun at South Florida.
This is CNN. You are listening to CNN. I don't know.
Well, and there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of that still going on. Arizona is a hotbed of election fraud still. Mark Lindell is down there. And, and, you know, a number of, you know, militia, and the fascists are still out there. They're still there.
I'm going to buy a handgun.
You are you?
Excited.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. They got to get a safe, though, to put the gun in.
Right. Well, which is a good idea. But, of course...
I need a safe to stick that safe in as well.
So why do you need a gun?
Fear.
Yeah. What will having a gun, how will that assuage your fear?
I won't have to stay on the planet for so long.
Ah.
God damn it. There goes the question in. Deny again.
Uh-huh.
No, okay. But, you know, look, I love Florida. Okay. Let me just say this. I think we got maybe 7 listeners in Florida. Who knows?
Who knows?
I have no idea.
But yeah, all right.
I don't know, assuming that we have some. Anyway, I do like Florida. I think it's a fun time. It's a fun state. There's a lot of sun. Old people feel comfortable there. There's a lot of pluses. You know what I mean? Climate, these type of things. Strong Cuban influence, right?
Yeah.
You know, strong Latino influence. So it's a vibrant, progressive, parts of it are vibrant and progressive. And then you have the panhandle. I don't know what they're fucking, I don't know what they're doing. I really don't, you know, we're almost at this.
Yeah, right?
Like, we're almost out of it.
As, you know, I mean, there's some hiccups. AstraZeneca had a little bit of hiccup in Europe, and what is to be expected, you know, what's 100% straight out of the gate? Nothing, really, I know about. And, but it's going remarkably well, I would say, though, in spite of all of that. And so, you know, and the doofuses that, refuse to listen to science, to listen to, you know, common decency. My God, you know. In spite of all of that, it looks like, May.
Yeah, May. Except now we have spring break, so now we're end of May. That's what
this with a filled vaccination card, you'll be able to travel to more places. And some places you'll get out of quarantine more quickly. In some places aren't worried about it, but get that vaccination and you will have the freest travel options.
Get your vaccine, everybody. You know what I mean? You gotta push now. Now you gotta want it. Now's the time to be the squeaky wheel. Get it.
Yeah.
You know
you're not being a good citizen. You're not being
for your own protection, okay? We're not sitting around worrying about polio. You want to know why?
Right. Okay. Vaccination.
Okay. You got
or smallpox.
They didn't ask you whether you wanted it or not. You got it already, okay? You got it because we don't want polio running rampant, okay? But that's the deal. Just stop. Just get your – be the squeaky wheel. Get your vaccine.
In 1760, infant mortality was 50%. One out of two babies died from diseases that vaccinations have now prevented. And what's infant mortality now? It's less than 1%.
There it is, folks. It's not complicated.
Yeah. It's not rocket science.
Come on, all you wonderful people.
This is kind of good.
You can tie it up. You can fit a bunch of times. It's really good. I'm telling you.
All the wonderful people in South Florida.
Write into allyoufascists@gmail.com and let them know what you think about all you wonderful people.
I'm sleeping on it.
I'm not going to wear a t-shirt that says all you fascists. We'll wear a t-shirt that says all you wonderful people. So, there you go. There you go.
Okay, now, that actually threw a different color on it for me. All you wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
How about all you fucking wonderful people?
How about fucking all you wonderful people?
We better stop talking about this. We're getting further afield, I think.
I don't know. Just throwing them out.
All right.
No, but this is a big problem, though. I don't want to put Florida to bed, but this is an issue here. Accountability, personal accountability, common sense, we're close. We're close now. We just need to hold it together.
Yeah. I know you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. But that's not the only issue that, what did they used to call them? Low information voters?
Right. I think they call them Republicans now. So, yeah.
Well, that's absolutely true. Although even there, the Republican rank and file go in really quite a few different directions than Republican leadership in Congress does. Not a single Republican voted for the stimulus. Not one.
And yet,
not only most Americans for it, but even most Republicans, a slight plurality of Republicans are for it. So that gets them off. And then, of course.
Out of touch. Out of time.
Yeah. My poor, unfortunate baby. Yeah, right. No, you're absolutely right.
What's that from? What the fuck was that?
That's a Stone song.
Oh, okay.
It's called Out of Time, I think.
Always been a
I think
fan
it's called
of,
Out of Time.
No Shelter, or Give Me Shelter. Give Me Shelter.
Oh. Yeah, right. Of course, it was during those, riots and stuff. Which?
How are you doing? How are you doing? So, otherwise,
I'm enjoying my setting. I've been so constrained and pinched for the, past 3 years, and suddenly I've got room to, I got a little elbow room now, so
I'm enjoying the hell out of that.
I'm
at rock bottom, okay, but I did reorganize my room.
Yeah?
And I'll tell you what, I'm feeling this.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple live plants. Kind of, feng shuied it a little bit, and
that helps.
I'm more depressed, but I think I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes. So Yeah, well, once you can be in the landscape you find yourself in, that's kind of key. It's kind of Bob Ram Dass's be here now kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a very important point. Yeah. Be where you are.
Yeah, and you know, and I wrote stuff that hey, I was on my way to prison. You know, really, but
right,
you get there. You get there. So that's the deal. However, what about all these people that just low information? I think that's a kind, but it's accurate. Mark Lindell, the pillow guy. He's still funding groups that are trying to overturn the election. There isn't a chance in the world that's going to happen now.
Well, he's put money into the economy, so right, those people that he's paying are going to pay mortgages with that money and buy stuff. So, you know, it's not a total loss.
So, thank you, my pillow guy. Thank you for that.
I would say you need to put more of your money into this. You know what I mean? Let's you know, get some balls and put some real money behind it. Let's see what you got. Hey, it's better that he spends his money than figures out something else to do with it. You know what I mean?
Right, as long as he's, you know, as long as he's not hiring Blackwater or something, you know, hiring an army or something. As long as it's these fact-finding groups that are trying to get a hold of the voting machines in Maricopa County and stuff like that, fine. Maybe you'll find out how wrong you are.
But he spends a lot of money. Who gives a shit? Right?
I'm in agreement with you there. Spend that money.
It's over, everybody. It's done. We're done.
Well, on that one, they're not listening to you or I. All those fascists out there are not listening to you or I.
Absolutely.
Or the show.
You said it right there. See, you said it as a joke, but it's true. You know what I mean? You know, if we flip it, we may lose some of our European listeners, because we may have, those might all be fascists, actually. We don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not to insult most of our audience, but you might be fascist. If you are a fascist, please write in and let us know. You know what I mean? If you were confused.
Yeah, I would love to hear something from somebody who claims fascism.
I'm glad you said I want to hear something from somebody, because we're going to maybe do a live show on Friday.
What do you mean live show?
We're going to go on a special app that's come out. It's called Clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
Fun. Okay, and we're going to do a live.
And we can get on the phone and be live on the internet?
I think it's through the computer, actually. Yeah.
Like we were, you know, when we first started.
Like when we first started, except people will be listening, okay, and they can ask questions, and we can take questions from the audience. So,
wow, I kind of like that.
It'll be like a live radio show is what it'll be.
Only we can speak American English.
Yes.
we couldn't do on the radio station.
Okay, so there's some hoops we have to jump through. When we come back to you on Wednesday for the show, we're going to give you the specifics on the Clubhouse thing, time, you know.
Okay.
Greenwich Mean Time, when you can find
sure.
the show, blah, blah, blah. In the meantime, figure out a way to get the Clubhouse app, invite only, so...
Yes.
Well, are you excited to do this? Because I want to.
Yes, absolutely. I had no idea that this was possible. So
it is.
Yes,
possible.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to send you that link, and then we'll get hooked up and we'll do it.
We'll move on it.
Do you know what Clubhouse is? Are you familiar with that?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's like
it's
Facebook.
First I'm hearing about it.
It's audio only.
Yes. Okay.
So,
which fine. That's what we are.
That's what we are. And they're listening.
We don't really want people seeing our mugs anyway, do we?
Not particularly. The focus group thing didn't go well for me.
I'm not against it. But.
People found me off-putting. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, it's going to be live. So we'll have a we'll host a listening room that people can listen into. Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to send you all the info on that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So this Friday, keep your entire day open.
So I like the way we invite the world into our personal business. Our quibbles over the name and making plans for the future of the
we're
show.
Whores. Well, we're whores. So
well, yeah, I think it's happens. I think it makes it personal. You know, we're inviting you.
It is personal. And look,
yeah.
You're listening to this show right now. Obviously, you're not telling enough people about the show. I'm speaking to you individually right now as a listener. Okay?
Yes.
You're not,
Nancy.
You're not doing enough. Okay, Jim.
You, Heather.
Nancy. Okay, Larry.
You, Josh.
Listen, Sebastian. Okay. So, you're not doing enough to promote the show. Okay?
Sebastian.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm like I'm Rolodex right now. I can't imagine. You know, I was going to go Cletus. I was going to say
Cletus. Well, I'd admire that actually.
Yeah, you hear a name Cletus, you drop an IQ like 30 points. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
I'm telling you, fucking farm people know a lot of shit about a lot of shit. You know,
they do.
They absolutely do. So, anyway,
it's so true.
That's another show. Okay, we talked about Florida. What else? We got voting things. Anything else? The murders. Is it a hate crime? You know, they're running with that.
The investigator on the sedition of. On January 6th, is certainly not ruling out Trump.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. At least some people were under the impression that they were invited there by him. So that's an issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some people are, I mean, the word sedition is thrown around a lot, and a lot of people are confused about, you know, what is that?
What is it?
Well, it is a conspiracy of two or more people to, you know, basically overthrow the government or interfere with the functions of government.
Okay.
And so, but it basically refers to speech. The first Sedition Act in 1797 was about speaking against the government, and they jailed some newspaper editors for speaking right. against the government. And then in 1918, another sedition law was also about speaking against the government. But why they're calling this sedition is the conspiracy part of it, where these people are acting together to prevent the government function of asserting the president. And certifying the new president. So all of the stuff they did, breaking in, assaulting police officers, that's in addition to the sedition.
I know, but he didn't, you know, he didn't tell them to do that. He said, let's go over there.
Well, that's where.
I'm going over there. Let's
and he hasn't been charged yet. But, I mean, you heard what the guy said. He's not off the hook yet, and as the facts come out, he's further on the hook, not further off.
I saw the speech he gave, you know, before, right?
Right, and all of those people, and many of them have actually said, I'm here to do the work of, you know, I'm here because my president told me to be here. And
he's
doing
it. Go kill a cop and go fuck the building up and, you know, take hostages. He didn't say any of that.
He did say, let's go over there and fight for our country.
He did say that.
And many of those people thought that he didn't go stop, you know, go attack the Capitol and stop these senators
disrupt them, which they did.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. We don't know where they're going to go with it, but they haven't said, look, we don't have a here for this. Nobody is saying that. We might have enough.
It's on the line. I mean, it's on the line. So,
yeah.
You know.
So, but that's what the sedition, part of it is. It's basically the conspiracy because they've got all this, you know, communications between Proud Boys and other militias, talking about going in and doing exactly what they did do.
Let's not forget that the family, the immediate family, had a fucking viewing room set up that morning to watch.
Yes.
That too.
Yes.
And while the shit was happening and the smoke was coming out, they seemed to be pretty excited about what was happening. So, I don't know if that helps them.
So it looks like there's going to be some people that get convicted of sedition, which is tantamount to treason.
It's just not hangable. Right?
Well, it was in, 1953 when they got the Rosenbergs?
Right.
So, but these are different times. Because, well, look at the, what that one cop said in Georgia about the shooter. He had a really bad day, and this is what happened.
He had a really bad day.
Yeah. What about the people he shot?
You know, I had a really bad day. I ate 14 tacos. You know what I mean? I'm not proud of it, you know, but it happened.
But you didn't kill the people at the Meccan restaurant.
No, I just attempted to kill my intestines.
Right.
No problem. You know?
Right.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah. Well, he's been relieved of duty, though, at least as spokesperson for the Georgia Police Department that, you know, issued the statement.
I really wish you would consider all you wonderful people. You
know, I'm considering it.
I really wish you would, because I think it's a fun name. I think you should ask people around the coffee shop and see what they think about
it. I'll do a little spot.
Do a straw poll. Do a straw poll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Poll 5 people, 6 people and see what they say.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to have an answer.
Will you really do that? Will you really
Really do that. Because it has some legs.
I like it.
Right?
It makes me think of the Beatles somehow.
But, you know, in your first flush, you don't think of the downsides. And you got to give it a little chance to, you know, do that.
I'm trying to sharpshoot it right now, and I can't, you know what I mean? It feels real solid to me. So
honestly, I like it better than I did at the beginning of the show.
Ooh.
So there's that.
Ooh.
Right?
Well, write into all your questions at Gmail and let us know what you think about it.
Yes, please.
We so love reading all of your letters.
Or contact us on Facebook, All You Fascists Facebook, which we'll have to change the name of that if we do this.
Of course, and that'd be easily changed. But
well,
you know, for now, All You Fascists on Facebook. You know, I see a lot of you are you know, hesitant to interact with that.
Maybe it's a, you know, they don't want to talk to fascists. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, but we are not fascists. So,
yes, we are not.
What
I mean,
winding down here. Is there something else?
Far from it. Let's see. Yeah.
Touch on. Yeah.
Plastic.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about plastic in the way that the guy in The Graduate did.
Okay. Not getting arrested, but that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people. What, that movie from 1968? Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a rough one. Yeah. But, yeah, that's fine. They should know. They should know. But, okay.
So, the plastics producers are trying to say, hey, recycle that shit. It's your problem. You know, we need plastic, but recycle it, and that'll keep it out of the ocean, and that'll keep it out of the landfills, and recycle. Only 90% of plastic is unrecyclable. There's a plastic island the size of France, Spain, and Italy put together. In the Pacific Ocean, who knows what's in the Atlantic?
The garbage island.
Right. Microplastics are in our bodies from people who eat fish. It's a serious problem, and recycling will not do it. We need alternatives to plastic.
Reject plastic.
Reject plastic. Yeah.
I mean, reject plastic.
Use paper. Use hemp. Huh.
Well, hemp should have been the deal anyway, right?
Right.
Thank you very much, Randolph Hearst.
There is a law, though.
I mean, total destruction of the planet.
Basically.
Yellow journalism. Is there anything he can't do?
Right. But we've got to make plastic producers responsible for the damage they're causing. And there's laws
make it
that
prohibitively expensive, or somehow.
Yes, exactly, right? Exactly.
Right. Or do a rebate on, you know, like a biodegradable packaging. Do like a thing on that. You know?
Subsidize that, tax, you know, plastic.
Single-use plastic has got to be out. You got to get rid of this.
Yeah,
That's not helping.
And, you know, all right, trees and paper bags, but paper bags, at least they biodegrade.
But we need plastic, right? You're not going to, your Robotax plastic, your vacuum cleaner's plastic, your components. We need it. We use it. They use oil to make it. We're not going to get rid of plastic. But this idea that this single-use plastic that's killing the planet is a proper choice for little items that we buy, that's nonsense. We got to move out of that. You know what I mean? And you got to do it with money. You hit it.
And clearly looking at alternatives.
Well, let them fucking come up with the alternatives. Just subsidize the paper shit and tax the shit out of the plastic for single use, and there you go.
Make it more viable for
people. They got the
money.
Let them figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just make it more viable for people to use plastic alternatives and less viable for people to use plastic or make it.
Incentivize doing the right thing.
Oh, Jesus. Can I quote you on that? I like that.
And tax the shit out of the wrong.
There we go. There we go. We got it right there. Well, okay.
Okay. Well,
if we've accomplished nothing else, incentivize doing the right thing.
Incentivize doing the right thing. Fuck.
That's major.
I mean, come on, folks.
You've done a wonderful thing with coming up with that phrase.
Yeah, it's too bad that four people heard it. Look, we've got to fix the name of the show. Sleep on it. You sleep tonight.
I'm going to sleep.
This is the deal. All you wonderful people. I love it. I really love it.
I kind of do, too. Let me sleep on it.
Okay, you sleep on it. I guess we're wrapping up the show, yeah?
We feel it. It feels like it.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to all you fascists.
Good morning.
We definitely touches our hearts to know that you're listening.
Good morning.
I think I speak
it does.
As well, James.
It does. Absolutely does.
So please tell your friends, do a better job of that. Telling your friends about the show.
Tell your wonderful friends.
Tell all your wonderful friends. That's it. That was it. That was the moment.
Uh-oh.
All right. Reverend, thank you.
And thank you, our John. Can I say that? I'm trying stuff here.
Okay. John is not a good option. So we'll work on that. Okay. Okay. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and to the listeners, and you as well. And
ciao.
Thank you for listening. Ciao.